Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time to crack open the sports page with the Orlando Sentinel and FM 96.9 The Game's Mike the Bulldog Biondi.
On JRR.
Good morning, Bulldog. What's going on, man?
Good morning. We got a lot of football to talk about. Let's start with last night's game. What happened to the Patriots?
Whoa.
I'll tell you what. FSU rookie running back Cam Akers of the Rams, he ran wild last night. 171 yards. The Rams defense just stifled Cam Newton and the Patriots. Patriots go down 24-3. Bill Belichick, by the way, benched Cam Newton late in that game. And again, Cam Newton, a shell of his former self, only threw for 119 yards, and the Patriots fall hard last night. Rams looking good, though. They're looking good as a potential Super Bowl team.
You know, I think Cam Newton needs to focus more on football than his outfits. Did you see his different outfits they were showing off last night? I mean, you've seen them in the past, but they did a whole screenshot of all the different outfits. It's like, holy, you've spent too much time with that, man.
I'd like to see him sport a Belichick outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Right, a hoodie? Yeah.
Yeah, just with the sleeves cut off, yeah.
And speaking of outfits, did you guys see the pregame with, you know, the Fox guys and Carissa Thompson when she does her little segment?
Mm-mm.
Oh, remember the videos of her playing with herself? Well, I mean, to put it subtly.
Jesus.
She was
about as subtle as a punch to the face, Bulldog.
She was wearing an outfit last night you know, the black leggings with the
Danger Will Robinson.
Yeah. Check it out while you're lonely there, while you're sitting there in quarantine.
Can we get back to football?
Yeah, please, please, for the love of God.
All right, let's start with college football this weekend. A big game in the state of Florida. Actually, not a big. It would seem to be a big game, but LSU's playing at Florida. LSU having an awful year this year. The Gators are 24-point underdogs, and I never thought I'd say this, but that doesn't seem like enough. I think the Gators will probably win this game by about 40. LSU's defense is horrible, so the Gators should win that as they head into the SEC championship game against Alabama a week later. North Carolina, this is a nice game. Number 17, North Carolina at number 10, Miami. When you look at the ACC this year, I never thought I'd say this, but top to bottom, especially with Notre Dame temporarily in the league this year, the ACC is probably better than the SEC this year. So, never thought I'd say that, but Miami, that's a game they could and should win. We'll see what happens. FSU back in action after three weeks off because of COVID.
Yeah. Why bother?
Yeah.
Why bother?
Especially when you're playing Duke. Why bother indeed? So it's, yeah, Miami blew out Duke last week. If FSU loses this game to Duke, as ridiculous as it sounds, I think Mike Norvell, their first-year coach, will start hearing some grumblings from FSU fans. Yeah. Hey, by the way, some nice NFL games in the state of Florida this week. You got Kansas City at Miami. All right, I'm going to make a little prediction here.
Oh, don't
Taco
do it.
Bob.
Don't do
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going to make a little bit about your boy Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to say this is Tua's real coming out party this weekend. The Dolphins will get in a shootout with your boy Mahomes and the Chiefs, and there will be a new sheriff in the AFC, and that new sheriff's name will be Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, please.
Huh? Move over. Move over, Mahomes.
Sure.
Anyway, I'd like to see that. I don't know if it'll actually happen. Minnesota at Tampa Bay on Sunday. I'm going to say this as well. The Bucs need to win this game. If the Bucs don't win this game, prediction, they will not make the playoffs. I know they'll still be 7-6, but that'll put them in the thick of the wild card race. And I'm telling you right now, write it down, Taco Bob.
I'm writing it on your
little note card.
Okay.
They will not make the playoffs if they don't win this game.
Could you imagine all of the moves they made in the offseason, all the money they spent, all the hoopla if that were to happen. Jesus.
Right?
But they're going to have the strongest team, such a strong team next year.
Wow.
Well, we'll see. By the way, I wrote it down. The Jaguars play the Tennessee Titans. I have an idea for the Jaguars, right? They need to go with the old Steve Spurrier method of rotating quarterbacks. One series, Gardner Minshew plays. Next series, it's Mike Glennon. Then you go to Jake Luton. That'll be the only way to keep Jaguars games interesting for the rest of the season.
Jeez.
All right. They've lost 11 in a row, by the way. Other top games in the NFL, Pittsburgh at Buffalo.
Sunday night.
Nice. Yeah. That's a nice game. And, of course, Monday night, Baltimore at the red-hot Cleveland Browns. That'll be a nice game as well. Looking at the rest of the schedule, Indianapolis at Vegas, that's a decent game. Other than that, I don't see many games of interest in the National Football League. Orlando Magic open the preseason tonight against the Atlanta Hawks on the road. This is going to be weird watching the NBA, and I know you guys don't watch the NBA, all right? It's going to be weird watching the NBA. Like, I was in the Disney bubble for a little bit, and, you know, those were little venues, and they had the virtual crowd there. This is going to be NBA teams playing in these cavernous arenas, all right, with nobody there. Isn't that going to be, won't that be weird?
Well, we said that about NFL and college football as well. I mm-hmm. mean, we got used to
it. Yeah, but at least they have a spackling of fans in
not all of them.
No. Yeah, not all of them. You're right. Not all of them. But anyway, it's going to be weird watching NBA games in cavernous arenas with nobody there. Another prediction, Markelle Fultz. I wrote a column about this in today's Orlando Sentinel. Markelle Fultz is going to elevate his game and be a star this year, and the Magic will have the star they've been waiting for since Dwight left.
Did we make our total number of wins prediction yet?
Yeah, we'll do that before the regular season opener. This is just the pre-game.
All right, so we can get a couple games, and then maybe we can get a better idea of 30-something number we want to come up with, or maybe high 20s.
Let's think positive. Come on.
By the way, real quick, did you see the blockbuster deal that the SEC signed with ESPN?
Yeah.
ESPN is going to have exclusive rights to SEC football games now. They're paying the SEC about $350 million per year. So SEC games no longer on CBS, no longer on any other network except ESPN and the sister station, ABC.
That's what starts in 2024, though, right?
Yeah, 2024.
Gotcha. So. All right. Well, Bulldog will reconvene on Monday for Overreaction Football Monday, and undoubtedly there'll be some craziness that happens, and we'll dissect it then. Can you take us out with your big old Bulldog bark for the weekend?
Have a great weekend, gents. Oh, oh.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.